Hello, I'm Jay Cruz, HealthyLife.net News at 7 anchor, and here's today's News at 7 Super Segment.
It's time for science and technology news here on the News at 7. I'm James Bean. We all have a sixth sense, which is the key to our well-being, but only if we listen to it. Most people are familiar with the five senses: touch, sight, hearing, smell, and taste. But not everyone knows that we have an additional sense called interoception. This is the sense of our body's internal state. It helps us feel and interpret internal signals that regulate vital functions of our body, like hunger, thirst, body temperature, and heart rate. Although we don't take much notice of it, it's an extremely important sense, as it ensures that every system in the body is working optimally. It does this by alerting us to when our body may be out of balance, such as making us reach for a drink when we feel thirsty, or telling us to take off our jumper when we're feeling too hot. Interoception is also important to our mental health. This is because it contributes to many psychological processes, including decision-making, social availability, and emotional well-being. Disrupting interoception is even reported in many mental health conditions, including depression, anxiety, and eating disorders. It may also explain why many mental health conditions share similar symptoms, such as disturbed sleep or fatigue. Better understanding of the factors that affect interoceptive ability may be important for developing better treatments for many mental health conditions. We all have a sixth sense, interoception. I wonder if meditation would help people get a better sense of their interoception, a bit of fine-tuning and increase in receptivity. I suspect, it's my own personal bias, of course, but I suspect that the answer is yes. FCC votes unanimously to create clearer nutrition labels for internet service providers, for internet services. The government has been trying to clear up internet provider language since the Obama years. Our internet services are about to get the same treatment as a Ritz cracker. The FCC, or Federal Communications Commission, voted to require the Comcasts and Verizons of the world to create broadband nutrition labels, so to speak, that lay out cost, speed, and data allowances of internet offerings more clearly for consumers. The goal is to, one, provide more transparency so consumers don't get an extra $40 surprise on their bill, and two, to make it easier for them to compare different providers, a bit of clearer competition in the marketplace. The United States Telecom Association, which represents telecommunications-related businesses in the U.S., however, said in a statement before the vote that it agrees people should have clear info about services, but, quote, they already do, unquote. The organization urged the FCC not to create rules that burden providers. So they're against the idea, of course. Many companies have always opposed change, right? Even if it makes total sense, clearing up gibberishy lawyer language, you know, with internet service providers that technically is available to them, even if they don't understand it. You know, that's just a great pie-in-the-sky idea, but let's not do it. Let's not take the lead out of paint or gasoline. Let's not have cars with seat belts. You know, change is always bad. You always get that from corporations or much of the time. Zoom out. Efforts to demystify internet provider language have been made all the way back to the Obama administration years, when voluntary broadband nutrition labels were introduced back in 2016 and then, of course, went nowhere. This mandatory label rehaul was launched as part of President Biden's July executive order that aimed to increase competition in concentrated industries like airlines, agriculture, and tech, to better understand what we're getting when we sign up for an internet service provider. Makes sense. If it makes sense, you know, it makes sense for it to make sense. to the average person. For Science and Technology News, I'm James Bean.
Thanks for listening, and don't forget to come back again to hear tomorrow's super segment and catch the HealthyLife.net News at 7 live Monday through Friday at 7 a.m. and 7 p.m. Pacific Time. Radio your way, HealthyLife.net.